Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Smoke with me,
okay.
And turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees.
My
whole team eats chefs cause she's a treat.
Ooh,
she's so bougie, bougie, on appetite.
I'm a savage, attitude nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm toonchy. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage.
Okay.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Okay.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty.
Yeah.
Acting stupid,
what
was happening?
What was happening?
Bitch, I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie,
yeah,
ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody,
oh,
nasty.
Oh.
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame. Gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Niggas got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage,
yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody, nasty,
yeah.
Acting stupid,
what's happening?
With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in his jeans. I even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Yeah.
Okay, remember what I told you. Be your own boss. Love yourself. Get up and dance. Level up.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up.
Double day, Brandon Timmy said he on the way.
nice sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I back can a bitch like Serena. We need the drop, run up in your spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad bitches that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jay from the block.
Was telling us how she felt. Whoa, she took it over with the language. But here we go. We got Cali Girl here on Takeover Tuesday.
Hello. How
What's
are you?
What's up, Cali?
What's
oh, it's
good.
All good
I
didn't over
try
here.
I mute myself.
Oh, Lord.
I was feeling that song. I was like, hey, I was trying to memorize the song.
Okay, I had a little girl's time. I started out with, you know, Megan, went with some Sierra, you know, then I had to get some J-Lo, and then I thought, you know, why not just do some K, you know, even though she a little wild.
Right.
But what's going down? How's your day been over in Cali? Give us an update of what's going on with Cali, California, that is.
Everything's good, just bipolar weather, cold in the morning, cold at night, and hot in the afternoon.
Okay.
You know,
so nothing new on the COVID?
Weather. Yeah, no, yeah, we keep getting more and more rise numbers. You know, I think we went up to like, I think it was like 10 more that went up, but I haven't read today because our mayor, 7 days a week, he goes, he updates us on what, you know, how many people have caught it, how many's recovering, mm-hmm. how many deaths. So I haven't got today's episode yet.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, they said that, you know, Minnesota, we got 559 more cases and then two deaths. But it hasn't really been on a serious rise. But then a lot of people here ain't getting tested in Minnesota. So it's kind of, you know, they're still, you know, wavering on what they want to do with the schools. They're still wavering what they want to do, you know, with opening up more stuff. So,
right.
It's still here. All right. Well, who's up or who's getting sad? This is what we got on tonight. We got 6ix9ine and academics. We got Brazil's president. He now has COVID. We got a company who's willing to sell people to poop. I for real, I ain't lying. We got Bubba Wallace, and we got Tekashi 6ix9ine, and then we got August Asina update. So I'm gonna start with that one because you know we was here on Thursday when we was talking about it. So. As you know, Jada denies the relationship, right?
Right.
His response is, AA is responding after Jada denied the relationship occurred between the two. During an interview, like I said, with Angela Yee, AA, that's August Asina, I'm going to just use his little nicknames, said that Will Smith gave a blessing, and you remember they was transitioning from being in a marriage to life partners. However, the Smith family denies AA claims that a romantic relationship took place between the 27-year-old singer and the accomplished actress. You know, he shared his response on Smith's response by saying that that he put out false information and the parties were not aware. No one sideswiped by any conversation. Everyone got their courtesy call in advance. In 2015, Jaden Smith introduced AA to his mother at the Wireless Festival in London. Jada revealed on Red Talk in 2018 she helped AA through his journey, but their relationship was strictly platonic. However, in 2018, AA wrote a beautiful letter to Jada and shared it on social media. Many viewed it as a romantic gesture. I believe in God's divine order. You are an example of God's divine divinity. In it, he covers his whole entire life, a beautiful, complex individual you are. I could spend a lifetime decoding you. You're a little piece of heaven on earth, the fortune in my cookie. Jada Smith will get to share her side of the story on July 2nd, which I talked about it, and she was on the Real Talk and table, and she denied, you know, what he said. So he's saying it's still true, and she is adamantly denying it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like we were saying before, it's pretty much their conversation that they need to have. Somebody, I don't know if in his mind, this, you know, he fell in love with her because of her niceness and, you know, what someone does for you. People do fall in love,
right,
with, you know, over that, get misconstrued that there is a relationship, and maybe there may have been some flirting that had went further along. I don't know, but he's saying is one thing and she's saying it's not. Whew, I don't know how this is going to get any better, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. Neither one. Me, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you really look at the whole big picture, as long as, and I could be wrong, and I try to, you know, when I read the news, I try to, you know, read certain things, but I've never, ever heard anything on Will Smith or Jada in the public eye. As far as, like, cheating, anything. Now, I could be wrong. There might have been somewhere I missed. But I don't see Jada. Why would Jada, you know what I mean, cheat on, with, you know what I mean? Like, their relationship is too good. But then again,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not there.
But then I think they may have an open relationship where, you know, they give permission, you know, to say, hey, I give you permission to go sleep with someone, or as long as they're okay with it, they don't see it as cheating because they, you know, when it's, someone says an open marriage or a long life partner, they disregard the covenant part, and they're, I guess, the open relationship, you're open to do whatever you want. You could be your own individual. You could do what you want, but just check in with me. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that I'm okay with it.
Right. And my thing is, even if Jada did, we don't, like I said, I don't know. But my thing is, why would you go make it public?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if
you're
going to cheat, you're going to cheat.
Well, you know,
I mean,
you know, he wants to clear his, you know how some people want to clear the air and, you know, get clarity within their mind, and so they feel like they got to tell all their business? You have people that like that, you know, for to get it off their back. They want to, you know, put everything under the, and throw everybody and their mama under the kitchen sink. Maybe that's what's happening, you know, but I don't know if this is going to backlash against him, because a lot of people, when you come up against Will and Jada, you better have receipts. Like, you got to have more than just your word. You better have receipts to say, this is that, and the receipts got to make sense. Otherwise, you just look like you're a fantasy. You're a 27-year-old living a fantasy, you know, one Jada. Like all the dudes used to back in the day when they watched her on TV. You know, you just seem like a freaky old little boy.
Right. Okay, I agree. Mm-mm. Come with the receipts.
Okay.
Or maybe he's just trying to make himself relevant again. Because, I mean, I haven't heard any new music from him.
I didn't either. And the song that I played yesterday called Lost, I was like, yeah, I won't be playing that again. It really didn't move me none, but I was like, oh, yay.
Right.
Just to hear, you know, what his sound is.
Right. And see, and if you didn't like the song, then, you know, that just shows you right there. Maybe he's trying to make himself relevant again and trying, you know, oh, if I say I did this, people pay attention to me and want to buy my music. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why marketing thinks that that's the way to go for marketing, but to me, that's not a good way for marketing at all. You know, to throw somebody else against the bus so you could look better? No. Or throw my business out there to say this is what encouraged me to do this music? That still doesn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well.
We shall see.
We shall see. Well, let's talk about Tekashi. Tekashi is being sued. Now, everybody knows Tekashi's my boy. I talk about Tekashi all the time. One day he's going to be like, you want to meet? No, you're a snitch. I don't hang around with snitches. But he's being sued by Snow Billy for being responsible for the gunfight that injured a woman's foot, for not clearing the feature. A Danish rapper paid him the $100K for a ring. Reneging on his deal with Fashion Nova and for skipping out on a concert and then slandering the promoter. That's tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits, and now he's being hit with another one that no one could see coming. Yanni Sosa, who's blind, has filed a federal class action suit against 6ix9ine because he wasn't able to access Tekashi's merch website. According to Sosa, the merch site had multiple access barriers like broken and empty links with no text, redundant links, and no alt text for the images, all of which wreak havoc with the screen readers blind people use. Sosa believes 6ix9ine has violated the American with Disability Act and is seeking an injunction to shut down the site until it can be accessed by 8 million Americans with vision impairment. Is this real? Is this real?
Mm.
Has rapping come down to the blind wanting to troll and get their stuff? That is what his came down to. Yes, it has. And here's another. We'll go with both 6ix9ine's But I'm going to read this one. 6ix9ine and academics trash Meek Mills. You're assigned to a cop and managed by a rat. It is unclear when this beef will ever end, but academics has linked up with Tekashi 6ix9ine to continue his back and forth with Meek Mills. The blogger and the troll rapper returned to Instagram Live on Monday to toss a few verbal shots the Philly rapper's way following their ongoing social tit for tat. Academics accused Meek of going after people who is not intimidated by while ignoring comments made by 50 Cent or 6ix9ine. This is the facts, Meek Mill's hypocrite. I don't even know why or what's another word than hypocrite, 6ix9ine said. Meek Mill's is signed to a correction officer. How does that work? How academics repeatedly made it clear that he loves Rick Ross and he calls the Maybach music group founder amazing. Still, that didn't deter 6ix9ine. Meek Mill is signed to Rick Ross, a correctional officer, and then has a distribution deal with Roc Nation. The CEO of Roc Nation is cooperating witness that took down two cartels. 6ix9ine continued, you're signed to a cop and managed by a rat. The lie was a Meek Mill bashing session, so you can check it out. It'll be on our site below on Monsters Radio and Monstar Radio on Facebook. So they are just going at it with Meek and 6ix9ine and the Def and 6ix9ine and Meek and Academic is riding to me the coattails of 6ix9ine because he knows he's a story. He knows he's a story right now. He knows as soon as 6ix9ine gets from under federal protection, you will not see Academics nowhere. He will move on to the next person he can get his fame and his fortune from. Stop playing. And the hearing impaired, I think they have a right. If you don't have your web set up right so that they can, you know, do what they need to do, then yes, you need to fix it. Take it down until you do. Callie, you on mute.
That's crazy. It's crazy. And it's like, we know 6ix9ine snitched and all that. It's like, we know, it's like, to me, it's like, why, I don't get it, so maybe you can explain it to me, you know what I mean? I don't get it. Why does he keep going after everybody else? Is he trying to make himself relevant? You know what I mean? Like, you know, most of these rappers have, you know, went to jail, done their time. And I feel, you know, everybody makes mistakes. If you go to jail, you do your time. Leave people, you know, leave it alone. You know what I mean? I didn't know Rick Ross was a cop at one point. I didn't know that. So I learned something new. You know what I mean? But it's like, I just don't get it. I don't get the beef. You know what I'm saying? And he is going to keep on and snitching on people and putting people's business out. He's going to run into the wrong person. Lurpovit, I don't want nothing, you know, you keep playing and the fire is going to backfire you one way or another. I mean, I just don't get beef. You know what I'm saying? My thing, what happened to back in the day when you had a beef with somebody, you met them outside, you threw up your hands, and you boxed it out. You fought it out, toe-to-toe, hands-to-hands.
Yeah.
And then you shook hands and you went about your business.
Right, but when it's a rap beef, you just took it to the music. You didn't sit here and take it to the social media. You didn't take it to the blogs. You didn't, you know, keep going. You took it from radio. You took it from wax to wax, and whoever the people that you know like the best with the beef, you won, and then you let it go. But to continue to do what they do, it makes you just be like, I don't want to be bothered. It's like, we know who you are. We see who you are. Now you're coming after Meek, who's doing good stuff, you know, far as prison reform. And then you're going to come at people that you definitely got to either use later. You can't say, oh, I respect you on one hand, and then talk about, you know, you on the other hand. You can't say, oh, I respect Rick Ross, but then call him, you signed to a cop, and then you slide into a snitch, come on, you can't have it both ways. You can't be on the fence
right.
like you are to say, okay, in case I need you, I ain't going to talk about you, but I'm talking about you. You can't be on the fence like
right.
that. But being a snitch and knowing who you are and knowing your character, you're going to do that. You're going to try
right.
it. And if they allow you to do it, then, hey, I'm going to do it. But he 6ix9ine and Academics, you know, they keep calling folks out, and you keep calling folks out on stuff, you're going to call out the wrong one. And we not wishing no bad on nobody. Trust and believe.
Nope.
Monsters Radio Podcast, don't wish nobody no ill will. And if you have a complaint, here's the number that you can call, 1-800-THESE-NUTS. Okay, that's the number you can call if you got a complaint. We'll take a quick break. Here's Janet Jackson, Made for Now, featuring Daddy Yankee. What's the date? It's Takeover Tuesday, and we talking about beef. We talking about who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and all that in between. This is Cali Girl and Miss Unbelievable, DJ Liddy Lit, on Takeover Tuesday.
Moment. Don't stop, celebrate the fear.
No.
Grow up, if you live it for the moment. Don't stop, celebrate the feeling. Grow up, and wait for now. Not tomorrow. Wait for now. Look around. We're made for now. Not tomorrow. Wait for now.
Girls, take over night, take over Tuesday, kissy me.
close the door. Takeover Tuesday. Kissy Lee, we got one more. We're going to open up the door. Yes. Open up the lines again. This is NDRE. Ready for love. This is Takeover Tuesday. Ladies style. DJ Liddy Lynn. Cali Girl. Saman Stars. DJ E-Monster. And Jazzy B. Hey now. Yeah, I know it's Takeover Tuesday. It ain't Wet Wet Wednesday yet, but I'm just getting us ready.
Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I am ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the time that maturity. They say watch what you ask for, 'cause you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same. Just need you to acknowledge I am here. If you give me half a chance, I'll prove this to you. I will be patient, kind, faithful, and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves.
Getting us ready for Wet Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. All right, y'all, bringing it back. Bubba Wallace lands a Beats by Dre endorsement deal. NASCAR Bubba Wallace, you know, he's been linked to the new situation in his cab. And his company is already stepping up to defend the driver against President Trump, who said that was a hoax. The audio company, which already has superstars like LeBron James, Serena Williams, and Odell Beckham, who's on his roster, made the official announcement on Monday and wasted no time to get his athlete together. Of course, the pompous publicly went after Wallace on Monday, saying he wants the driver to apologize for the news hoax that sparked the FBI investigation. Beats added, no one should ever want to apologize for standing up for what's right. We are proud to welcome Bubba Wallace to the Beats and the Dre family. As for Wallace, he made it clear he wasn't giving in to Trump's demands and instead sent an encouraging message to the young generation to follow his steps and to defend if he is telling a lie or telling the truth. So Bubba Wallace... Good job. I mean, hey, get that money every and any way that you can. Yes, yes. I commend you. You got to do what you got to do for your family. And president or not, I don't understand why the president just, you know, be commenting on stuff. He got bigger fish to fry. Just take care of the country and stop worried about these little things that no other president cared. They didn't get involved. But the Brazilian president, he got COVID-19. So the Brazilian president has been set up for steps in downplaying the risk of coronavirus and urging his country to get back to work, says he tested positive for COVID-19
The president announced his diagnosis on live TV in Brazil, wearing a mask and telling reporters his coronavirus test came back positive. Under the president, who has trivialized the raging pandemic and repeatedly flouted social distancing, coronavirus cases in Brazil have skyrocketed. The South American nation is now the second worst hit country behind the United States, with over 65,000 deaths and 1.6 million confirmed cases. At the start of Brazilian's outbreak in March, the 65-year-old president addressed his nation and bragged that he would quickly overcome the virus if he was ever affected due to athlete's background. The pandemic didn't stop the president from mingling at social events and hosting political rallies, and he often wore face coverings incorrectly or not at all. Sounds familiar, like everybody else. In addition to his positive test, he's reportedly battling a 100-degree temperature and persistent cough. He says he took an MRI of his lungs, which came back clear. And get this, his positive test comes just 3 days after he dined at the home of the U.S. ambassador to Brazil, Todd Chapman. He repeatedly complained of feeling tired Saturday night after his meal with the U.S. ambassador and felt unwell again Saturday leading to the test. So, therefore, Todd Chapman, I tell you, go get your test done now, bro, because you possibly could have COVID as well. Kelly girl, is there anybody that you know that has COVID that you know personally?
Yeah, my godmother, her brother, and his wife had it, and he's still on life support.
Oh,
you know,
the
ventilator and stuff. They took him off, and then he started breathing on his own, and then he had to go back on. You know, and it's crazy. You know what I mean? I don't get why people feel that. I mean, I get it. Nobody wants to follow rules. I hate following rules. I do. But, you know, I have to follow them. But I just wish people, whatever you believe in, whether you believe it's real or you don't believe it's real, still take precaution. Because not only are you affecting everybody else, but you're also affecting your mom, your dad, your grandmother. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the elders that are the ones that are getting it. You know? I hate
older couple?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
You know? Supposedly... I don't know, but, you know, school's supposed to start in September for us out here. I go to the doctor on the 17th, just, you know, for the checkup. But the mask, I can't breathe out of them. It gives me a panic attack. I feel like I'm suffocating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I already have enough trouble breathing as it is because I have a hiatal hernia and half of it sits in my chest, which causes me to have trouble breathing. And so I can't do none of my tests because of the COVID-19. So it's like, what am I going to do when we go back to school and go back to work? And it's like, now I got to figure out, what am I supposed to do? I have to work because I need the money. But at the same time, I can't.
I'm not a fan of the mask either. So hopefully we're looking at an alternative. The Monstars are, you know, because we're all about, well, Monster U.S. Apparel, we're always about, you know, finding different things that work. There's the ones that you pull up and they kind of like rest on your neck. I mean, it may be a little hot, but and you could cover up your whole head or you could just bring them halfway up. But it's lightweight. We're looking at that. And so we're looking at a few things to just make it where you're comfortable with wearing them and they go with almost all your outfits. Only reason why is because I don't like the mask either. I got the shield, but the shield really is just keeping it, you know, from the snot or whatever. The shield is not really, you know, blocking anything, but it's got to be something that's out there because the kids got to come back with masks and we got to come back with masks and we got to come back with hands. And I tell you now, I can't And if you ain't got no AC in your school, you know, working AC, if you ain't got, you know, working hot water, it's like, and then, you know, if all the schools are getting hand sanitizer, well, there's not going to be enough to go around. You know what I'm saying? So you're asking yourself, how can we meet these demands when the demand wasn't even being met before? Now you're talking about all the schools needing extra hand sanitizers, all the schools needing extra wipes, and that's, so who's going to once again get the short end of the stick when it comes to who gets what first? And, of course, the inner city schools are the ones that's going to get hit the hardest, and then your charter schools are going to be next. And you see what I'm saying? So there's still not going to be no equity
right.
and no equality in getting the products either. And then it'll be like, okay, we're stockpiling. Stockpiling for who? Stockpiling for what? But yet you want to send our
right.
kids back to school. And that is the fastest way to spread COVID. That's why you guys stop having school, because the kids will go back and you don't know where their family's been. You don't know where their family's been. You don't know where their family's been. And then here's the conversation that I know that's going to have. Put your mask on. It's hot. Put your mask on. It's hot. I can't concentrate with this mask on. Okay, go to the dean. Okay, now you in trouble. Why are you in here? Well, it's hot. I can't have my mask on. So, I lost my mask. Oh, I forgot my mask at home. Oh, I forgot it's not clean. Oh, I just sneezed on it. Oh, I just spilled water on it. Oh, it's wet. Oh, they stole my mask because such and such don't have no mask. Do you know?
Oh my God, you hit it right on the nail. I'm not laughing at you, but it is, I work with elementary kids, and even before all this hit, they come go use the restroom. Did you wash your hands? No. Take your butt back in there and go wash your hands. So how
mm-hmm.
are you?
Mm-hmm.
How elementary ones are the hardest because they don't understand. And like you said,
mm-hmm.
we already have hand sanitizers and stuff in the classroom. But my thing is the only bathroom that has hot water is the staff bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There is no hot water in the girls' restroom or the boys' restroom because they can burn themselves. So what are they gonna do? You know what I mean? Like you said, what
yeah.
are they gonna do? It's like what are we gonna redo?
Right, and how many bathroom breaks can you have? Okay, every time, you know, they touch the surface, you got to wipe the surface off. Okay, that's going to get redundant. They're going to feel like, I'm not your mate. I'm not going to be doing that. I can't be around my friends. It's just going to be a whole big mess. It's like they're going to be biting on the mask. They're going to be taking each other's masks and flinging it because guess what? It's like a slingshot. I'm going to be flinging it across
exactly.
the room and see who I can hit with it. And then it's, oh, my God, he hit me with his wet staff. Now I've got cooties. Come on, y'all. For real?
They already complained
Are
when they hit each other. Oh, he got cooties. Or she got Exactly. You hit everything. Is everything that you are saying is everything that I'm thinking of. I'm like, okay, what are we – You know, what are we supposed to do? We're already
mm-hmm.
short-handed on nurses. We only get
mm-hmm.
a nurse 2.5 days a week. And then we have the other nurse, I guess assistant nurse or whatever, that comes on the other 2 days. And they're only one nurse is there all day long. And then we have another one that comes in from 2 to 1:30 after, and then she leaves once lunch is all over. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do if we have a medical emergency with one of our kids?
Yep.
What are we supposed to do? Because I've had to deal with kids who has busted their nose open, running into poles, fall off monkey
mm-hmm.
bars, and had their hands broken, their arms broken. I had a kid that was in the cafeteria eating lunch and had a full-blown grandma seizure. And so
yeah.
as a staff member and a parent, I have to help that child. So what are we going to do
mm-hmm.
with my OCD as it is?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's going to all go out the window because my mind is, okay, after COVID-19, this child needs to be safe. So what are we supposed to do when the nurses get a cut? You know what I'm saying? I think personally,
okay.
and this is what I told my auntie, they just need to go ahead
uh-huh.
and just shut school down until September of 2021. because what we're in 20, right?
Ooh.
So 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go back then, because then we would have, then there will be a vaccine, hopefully. Then everything should have been calm, because what's going to happen is we're going to go back in September, and then when winter hit, we're going to go right back on lockdown because the flu season hit, and that's going to be even 10 times worse.
All right. But I'm going to tell you now, I ain't taking that vaccine. I don't care what no one says. I ain't taking that vaccine. And that's a whole other conversation, but I'm not taking that vaccine. But then imagine, okay, you already got a school full of kids, and what is the locker every other 3-4? It ain't going to be enough lockers. There's so
right.
many different aspects, because their lockers is close together. There's so many aspects that, you know, I hope that the schools are taken in consideration, and I hope the schools know that we as educators are definitely thinking about what's the best thing, you know, for our kids is, and what's the best thing for the homes, not understanding. We understand that a lot of kids didn't get the education that they needed because some of the families didn't understand or couldn't teach and couldn't get on, and some rural areas don't have internet or can't get the hotspots. We understand that. It's just like a teeter-totter, you know, what's going to outweigh what and what's going to make a difference for our kids, for the safety. What are you going to train us on so we can be prepared to deal with everything that the kids has been going through, because they've been going through a lot, and we don't understand that they've been going through a lot. You know, we have to understand that they're coming with baggage, we're coming with our fears, they're coming with our fears, their parents are coming with fears. Everybody is in fear of what's going on with this COVID-19, plus all the other stuff that goes on with their behavior, with their learning disabilities, with their IEPs, with their mindsets, with all that. So let's take
right.
into consideration what all that looks like everywhere
right.
around the
and
world, not just in the United States.
Right. And we, our district, we were the last one to shut down, which we're always the last one to shut down for anything. But
mm-hmm.
we had the scramble to get kids online because we weren't prepared for that, and we hadn't moved over like all the other schools on learning, you know what I mean? And so
mm-hmm.
we did our best with these parents. And the district sent out a survey to teachers and parents, and they asked for input, you know, of, would you send your child back to school, blah, blah, blah. Half the survey was the parents want their kids back in school. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But if you didn't want to deal with your badass kids, you shouldn't have kids. And the reason why I
yeah.
say that is because some of these parents that I know, they, like, the school closes at 3:30, playground closes at 3:30. The kids' parents don't show up at 4 o'clock. Your child got out at 3 o'clock. Well, I didn't have no one to pick them up. I was gone. So they think we're just a glorified babysitter. Now, there is
mm-hmm.
parents there that do have to work. I get them. But the parents that are saying this are the ones that don't do nothing.
Yeah.
They put their kids in after-school programs just because they don't want to deal with their kids. And I say this because I know, as parents told me, well, you guys are a babysitter. No, we're not. Your child's supposed to be school from 9 to 3 o'clock. If that's it. Come get your child at 3 o'clock. I have a life, too. Yes, my son is grown. But still, I would like to go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, you have to do what's best for your kids. Me, personally, yes, my son is grown. But I don't feel comfortable going back to work
mm-hmm.
unless they can assure me of my safety.
And I don't think that they can assure that, because they don't even know. They can't
exactly.
assure. They can't assure nothing. But that's Takeover Tuesday. Great conversation. This conversation we will
yes.
definitely be having more of when getting closer to school. Because as parents, we definitely, and as educators and educators that work in the school, as parents, we think both ways. We think of as parents and we think of as educators. And because we're able to think that way, we really can come up with a great plan and a great decision of how to work this out. COVID-19 is not going anywhere, you guys. It's here. It's here to stay, along with pneumonia, along with the flu, along with colds. along with all the things, infestations that come up on us, cancer, all those viruses, it's here to stay. My goal for everyone as we're closing out Takeover Tuesday is just adapt a healthy lifestyle and adapt a healthy living. The Takeover Tuesday, is the sponsors are the Solo Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, Ida to the K, that's me, solomespeaks.com. There's spoken word, journal, life coaching, apparel, all that's over there. Monster US Apparel, where you can get anything you want written on shirts, hats, pants, cups, bottles, whatever you wanted. You can get your logo. You can express yourself there. Picasso Painting, indoor, outdoor needs, Elite Sway Management, eMonster.com. You can hit us up on the Monstar page. We are in the archives, so you will hear this every day, Monday, Sunday through Friday, because Sunday is inspirational day for 30 minutes. Monday is Monster is Monday. Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe on Thursday, Friday Night Live on Friday, and like I said, on Sunday, starting Sunday, time to be announced by Friday will be Inspirational Sunday. It's 30 minutes. It's inspiration with spoken word or emojis and anything that you could think of that's inspirational. It's interactive. You could call in for 30 minutes. Like I said, we will have the time on Friday, so you can start getting ready for us on Sundays. Callie, any last words?
Thank you for everything you do, Miss Unbelievable. Everybody have a great night. Be safe. Wash your hands. You know, wear your mask if you can wear it. And we will see you tomorrow for Wet Wet Wednesday.
All right, I'm going to leave you with Keilani and Keisha Cole, All of Me. Tonight was all about the ladies speaking their voice. Have a good night and see you tomorrow.
Never had a moment where I ever questioned you. You already know that. I ain't never stressed with you. Love me and